We are back with our regular funny stuff segment where we talk with local comedians about the humorous side of life in Massachusetts. It's our first conversation of 2023. So here to talk about making it, quote unquote, and I'm going to put it like 52 quote unquotes around that, our local comedians Bethany Van Delft and Ken Reed. Bethany, welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having us back.
Yep. And Ken, Happy New Year. Welcome back to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
All right. So I want to set this up. We were preparing to talk to you, and the Boston Globe puts out an article earlier this month by Nick Zano about Boston comics creating their own specials. So one of the things we thought about is we'd be interested in your take. And I want to give a little history here. It's 2013, and Aziz Ansari's comedy special, Buried Alive, debuts on Netflix. Here's a little sound.
And now everyone has video cameras on their phones and everything, so you get videos of the babies. Every single video I've gotten is exactly the same, though. Kid shows up on the screen. End of clip. That's the amazing footage they need to share with everyone. I'm Brian's first steps.
Okay, so I noticed he's been complicated since then, but Our point here is that it was the only special produced by Netflix that year. Now, you fast forward 9 years, 2022, Netflix produces 65 comedy specials. So, with that kind of in mind, what does it mean, Ken, to make it if you're a Boston comedian?
It's different for everybody. Like, my making it is just doing good stuff and being able to do good stuff and having people find it. But even that model of Netflix, those 65 specials, Netflix didn't produce any of them. They bought them already made. So it's a different model where there's no gatekeepers anymore to sort of say, hey, you're good. Here's some money. We'll produce something for you. It's now, hey, do you have something we can buy that's already made or already established? And it used to be the special was sort of the end game, right? And now for most people, it's a promotional tool. So a very successful comedian who I won't mention, when I put out my second album, said, the reason you put out an album is to have something to promote, which sounds very cynical, but is also kind of true. Like, that's how you go do press and talk to people about what you're doing if you have something to talk about. So a special is kind of that now, and it allows you to do more live work if you can.
So almost like, Bethany, that adage that it used to be that musicians made their money on their songs. And now they make songs so that they can tour because they make their money on live shows.
There's that for sure. But I also think it's a way for people to see you, you know. So not just something to promote, but yeah, definitely something to promote. But, you know, if you have a special or you have like lots of clips that perform really well, then maybe, you know, maybe Kimmel notices you, you get your late night spot, and then from the late night spot, maybe, you know, ABC notices you and you get, you know, get an all-around deal. Because the way those things used to happen, it doesn't happen that way anymore. There's so many avenues to put your work out that I think now a special is just another way to put your work out, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not disparaging anybody or saying that it's not valuable. I do think it is very valuable, but there's just it's a different way of doing it now.
Okay, a lot of threads I want to pick up on there. But before I do, I asked Ken, Bethany, what making it means to him. So let me ask you, what does making it as a Boston comedian mean to you?
Well, first it would be that I'm not always qualified as a Boston comedian. It would be, it would be that, you know, I do good work and people like the work. And so it's known and I get to make a living making things that I personally like. I mean, making it to me it's very internal and personal. And I've said for a long time now, I will feel like I made it when I think that I'm funny. Like, I'm hilariously funny, you know? I think for me personally, that would feel like making it. But making it would be to make a living and you know, give my kids the things they need and have a comfortable life. That would be making it. But there's no thing that would make me feel that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, being here on Radio Boston, I kind of feel like I made it as a Boston comedian.
Woot woot.
If that's okay. But so I guess that's how I think of it is. What do I want to put out there, and where can I put it out there, and how can we get people to see it and enjoy it? Or
I will say the jackets you guys gave us with Boston Comedian embroidered on the back the first time we did the show does help feel, you know.
Now every chef and everyone else, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm going to play a little sound here. This is Orlando Baxter, grew up in Worcester, taught at Worcester High, filmed a stand-up special there. It's called Live from South High. He posted it 8 months ago. It has 32,000 views right now. Here it is.
They would never say, oh, he got a cross eye. They would say, he got a lazy eye. Look at him. A lazy eye, which is rude, in my opinion. It's not like my eye had an option. It's not like my eye woke up one morning and was like, man, forget this job.
So, Ken, I'll turn back to you. What strikes me about that cut and the fact that he went to his high school, right, is this sense that making it or not making it, special crashes big or it doesn't, this is deeply personal work. And you want to pay honor to and, I always pronounce this word wrong, give homage to the things that influenced you. Can you do that here in Boston? Is it a heavy lift? And does it cheapen it in any way to then have your TikTok videos and the Instagram and one out on Twitter? And I'm trying to get Kimmel, as Bethany said, to pay attention to it. Talk about that.
I think now more than ever, it doesn't cheapen it in a lot of ways, because the great thing is everyone can do a special and have the same distribution as anyone else. The bad thing is that's also true because a lot of people probably shouldn't. But you have the power. The entry level of being able to produce a professional looking and sounding special is within reach of just about everybody. And you can distribute it to everybody. So even something like Kimmel or like James Corden gets less than 100,000 viewers. Okay. So if someone, you know, he's got Orlando has 32,000 views on that in 8 months, like that's, and they're engaged and have seeked it out. They're not like passively watching it. So there's that as well. You can be in charge of how you want your stuff to be presented. So in that case, he did a special, but it's tied to, he taught at that school. A lot of his materials mm-hmm. about that school. So it's more than just let's throw a camera up and show people doing a special. I always look at stand-up comedy as sort of a live exclusive experience in that eating in a restaurant is different from watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives about a restaurant. They're both have their own entertainment value, but just watching it isn't the same as experiencing it. So in order to make it interesting, you need to have those more personal things or those more unique things, because otherwise, why are we watching you specifically? What about you makes it interesting?
Okay, so a couple things there. First, just for listeners, James Corden, nighttime TV host, known for doing those videos where he rides in a car and lip sync a song with somebody like, you know, what's her name?
Adele.
I Want to Swing from the Chandelier, what's her, Sia, or yeah. Adele, Paul McCartney. The second thing, and you both chuckled, so I'm going to take Ken's line. I'm going to turn it to you, Bethany. Ken said maybe some people shouldn't. That wasn't quite the line. But the idea that not everybody should have a special. And yet, if we're talking about what makes you funny and what's funny to you, why shouldn't everybody be able to film at their high school auditorium and put a special out if they want to?
I think everybody, if they want to, they should do it. You know, me and Ken are different there. Yeah. I'm like, go
Bethany
on and
shouldn't.
Do it.
No.
Yeah. Go on and do it if you want to do it. I guess what we're talking about is what makes it good.
Oh, is that it, Ken?
Orlando's specials. Phenomenal. Well, Orlando's an amazing comedian,
right.
Like an original, amazing, heartfelt comedian. When you hear his set or his just his jokes, you know that these are personal and they're coming from a place of deep thought and super funny. And for him to go back to the place where this kind of all began for him is just, it's so creative, it's so cool, and it really does what Orlando does really great, which is bring you into his life and into his thoughts in out like externally.
Right. Some people don't have the perspective of when they should do a special, because there are things that we've done on stage that 2-3 years later you're like, oh, that was terrible. So, but at the time you're like, this is great. So the fact that there are some gatekeepers to say, you're ready, do a special, was sort of helpful.
Okay, so that's a perfect chance then to bring up for our listeners and for their joy, you each gave us some specials that you think are very funny. And Ken, you just set up the Johnny Vegas special, the one Ready for Ice Cream, so well, which I watched yesterday and laughed my head off at because he pokes fun specifically at himself for reaching a point where he doesn't recognize he's not funny
right.
anymore. Okay, so here's a little bit of sound from the beginning.
Please welcome Johnny Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to say something funny happened on the way over here tonight, but, you know, having a chauffeur-driven car really does cut down on awkward coincidences.
Johnny Vegas has declined as a result of quite simply fame.
And that opening monologue is so painful. By the yes. time he's done, the theater's like empty, but he's like, yeah, that was great.
Right. I'm a theater comic.
So why did you find that special so funny? By the way, he's taken sort of stripped down, taken back. We have a cut of him. I don't think we'll use it, but eating baby food
right.
again.
He's humiliated to make himself funny again. He's gotten too comfortable is the yeah. sort of idea. So his management hires someone to humiliate him. It's a funny... you know, structure to, and then the stand-up shows are real shows. So the stand-up shows you see are him doing shows in small theaters in Edinburgh doing and sort of starting over again with this very funny conceit around it that's unique to watching that special. You wouldn't get that live, and it adds this story of what it's like, which is so amazing. And I've never seen anyone else do anything like that.
It's really gutsy. He makes himself look terrible.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. there is a truth-telling to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and at the end, it's sort of triumphant. And when the final set he does on that is on the special, you feel really great. You're like, he did it! Like, it's kind of this whole arc, you know?
All right, so Bethany, I will admit, when I heard what you picked, I'm like, really? But let's bear with it, because we're going to play a good amount of sound on this. This is Adam Sandler. This is Netflix. It's called 100% Fresh.
The pilot had a heart attack. The co-pilot can't be found.
And I'll say, I was like, seriously, he's singing again? But listen.
Oh, the plane going down. We need a hero, someone to save us. We need a hero to land the plane. We need a hero who's gonna do it. We need a hero to save the day.
A little bit more.
So I jump to my feet and I volunteer. The people on the plane all start to cheer. I get a high five from my baby and a hickey from a flight attendant.
All right, so I you can understand.
You were laughing.
I was. Right? And this feels like rehabilitation for someone who was literally Johnny Vegas,
yeah.
like in real life, Bethany.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, so I'm of the age where what he was doing, what Adam Sandler was doing originally on Saturday Night Live was super funny
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
I was at that right age where that was hilarious.
It was
yeah.
different,
yeah.
though, too.
It was super different. He wasn't trying to say anything, you know, intelligent or change. He just was goofy. The pencil hand man, the Halloween costume pencil hand man, I was the right age for that to be the funniest thing in the world. And so I was pencil hand man many, many Halloweens. This special I really like because after getting all of his movie roles and producing and becoming a big, big, huge, very wealthy celebrity, he went back to what he loves the most, which is singing really silly songs. And I've always loved that he has the voice of a slightly above average rock singer, but he chose to do comedy. So I've always loved that about him. But he brought it back to what he loves best, which is doing silly songs and silly bits. And what I especially love about this special is, as a comedian, we know how much work it takes to get that hour and how many times you have to run a joke or 15 minutes or a 20 minutes or an hour to get to the place where you feel that it's polished enough and you feel confident enough to make a special. And he shows us kind of how many times you have to do that with all the different clips. I don't know if you haven't seen it, the special is clips of different venues that he performed this hour at, and it's all edited together. And it really gives the sense of, wow, this isn't just somebody goes up and does an hour, even somebody as famous and wealthy as Adam Sandler. He worked really hard to get that hour just like we all did.
And he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
He
could
have
put anything out.
He wanted to.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I've learned from today, right? And every time I talk to the two of you, I learn something that I literally wasn't thinking about at all when we started the conversation.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
Yes, that's exactly right. So as we wrap here, what I feel like I've learned is you have to be in a certain place. Yeah, you can make your own special now, but you only should when you've been on a personal journey where you've done the work, you're self-aware, and you're ready to be funny.
Sure.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. All right.
Simplest
yeah, easy. There
world.
You go. Nothing else to it. All right. Ken Reed is a Boston comedian, host of the TV Guidance Counselor podcast, and Bethany Van Delft is Boston comedian and a regular host for the Moth Story Slams and Grand Slams. Great to have you back. Happy New Year. We will do this again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank
Happy
you
New
for
Year
having us back.